Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be strapping on a pretty colorful icon swatch. You know, those playful little collectible watches. But the story behind them... way more than just like plastic and pop art.
Yeah.
We're talking about a brand that literally saved an entire industry.
It's true. The Swiss watch industry was really on the brink in the early 1980s.
Okay, so picture this. The Swiss, known for centuries, right, for this like precision craftsmanship,
yes,
are suddenly blindsided by this new technology. The quartz movement.
Right.
What is that, you ask? Basically, it replaces all those intricate gears with a tiny quartz crystal, and it vibrates like super precisely to keep time.
And it was really the Japanese watchmakers, specifically Seiko, that really capitalized on this new technology.
Right.
Because quartz watches were significantly cheaper to produce.
Right.
And they were more accurate than traditional mechanical watches. So it was a complete shakeup.
It's a real David and Goliath situation.
Totally.
Except in this case, Goliath almost went down for the count. The articles you sent mentioned that Seiko actually became the world's top watch brand at the time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, the shockwaves through Switzerland?
Oh, it was a wake-up call for sure. But amidst the crisis, you know, a visionary leader emerged, Nicholas Hayek.
Mm.
And he recognized that the Swiss couldn't just ignore this new technology. They had to embrace it.
Right.
But do it their own way.
And this is where, like, Hayek's genius shines through. He didn't try to, like, compete directly with the Japanese on price. He saw an opportunity to redefine what a Swiss watch could be.
Exactly. Hayek envisioned a watch that was high quality, Swiss made, but also fun, fashionable, and crucially affordable.
Right.
And this was unheard of at the time.
I bet those old school watchmakers nearly choked on their pocket watches when they heard this idea.
Oh, you're not wrong. There's a lot of skepticism initially. But Hayek was undeterred. He knew he had to challenge the very definition of a Swiss watch.
So how do you even begin to do that? I mean, we're talking about an industry like steeped in tradition.
Well, it started with the materials.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of precious metals, Hayek chose to use plastic for the watch cases.
Wow.
Think about that. Plastic. This was a radical move for the Swiss, who prided themselves on this, like, luxurious craftsmanship.
It's like showing up to a black tie event in a brightly colored tracksuit, but somehow making it work.
Yeah.
But why plastic? I'm guessing it wasn't just about being different.
You're right. Using plastic served two, like, brilliant purposes. Firstly, it dramatically reduced their production costs,
right,
making Swatch watches accessible to a much wider audience. But perhaps even more importantly, it gave them incredible design freedom.
So those bold colors, those playful graphics, that like iconic Swatch look, that all stemmed from this one radical decision to embrace plastic.
That was huge.
It's like they unlocked a whole new world of possibilities.
Totally. And it wasn't just the materials. They revolutionized the manufacturing process as well. Traditionally, mechanical watches, they were so incredibly complex with dozens of tiny components.
Yeah, these articles talked about how most Swiss watches at the time had like upwards of 90 parts, all painstakingly assembled by hand.
That's right. And Swatch completely disrupted that. They designed their movements with a mere 51 components.
Wow.
Hence the name Revolution 51.
Mm-hmm.
They streamlined the design, simplified the assembly, all without sacrificing quality or precision.
51 parts. That's less than half the usual number. It's amazing that they managed to achieve this like level of simplification, but without compromising on that Swiss-made quality.
Absolutely. And to streamline production even further, they pioneered this revolutionary single-piece case construction. So instead of multiple parts that all need to be assembled, the Swatch case was essentially one solid piece. This not only made it more durable, but also faster and cheaper to produce.
It's incredible how they managed to turn like a crisis into an opportunity for such radical innovation.
Yeah.
And then there's the name itself, Swatch.
Right.
It's so catchy. It's so memorable.
It's actually a shortened version of Second Watch. It was a deliberate move on their part.
A Second Watch. What's the thinking behind that?
It brilliantly positioned Swatch as something you wore in addition to your more traditional timepiece.
Oh, okay.
It was a fashion statement, a way to express your personality, to match your mood, your outfit. You didn't just need one Swatch. You needed a whole collection.
Okay. So now we've got this revolutionary product. We've got this bold new vision. But how did the world react? Did people line up for these plastic Swiss watches?
Oh, they did. In droves. The launch of Swatch in 1983 was a resounding success, far exceeding even their wildest expectations. But we'll dive into that exciting chapter right after this.
And we're back exploring how Swatch went from like this bold idea to a global phenomenon. And it wasn't just about the watches themselves, right? It was the whole strategy behind them.
Oh, absolutely. Swatch's marketing was just as revolutionary as their watches. They completely broke the mold of the traditional, you know, somewhat stuffy watch industry.
Yeah, they weren't afraid to be bold, shake things up a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, instead of relying solely on traditional watch retailers, they partnered with, you know, trendy boutiques and department stores,
right,
putting their watches right alongside fashion accessories.
So instead of being tucked away in a glass case, they were right there in your face making a statement.
Exactly. And those bold, colorful designs, they popped.
Yeah.
Especially compared to, you know, the more conservative styles that dominated at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Swatch, they made watches fun again.
Right.
Even a little bit rebellious.
I remember those early Swatch ads. So full of energy, people wearing like multiple watches, mismatched, you know, it was all about expressing yourself. It was a whole vibe.
That was intentional. They encouraged watch wardrobing.
Mm.
The idea that you could and should own multiple Swatches to match your mood, your outfit, your personality.
And it worked. These articles talked about people lining up for hours, even resorting to disguises to try and get around purchase limits on those like limited edition releases. It was like Beatlemania, but for watches.
It speaks volumes about the demand that they created.
Mm-hmm.
They tapped into a desire for something fresh, something individualistic. They turned those watches into like must-have accessories.
But here's what I find really fascinating. A Swatch didn't just ride that initial wave of success. They kept pushing the boundaries, innovating, evolving.
Absolutely. They understood that to stay relevant, they had to keep things fresh and exciting. And one of the ways they did that was by tapping into the art world.
Ah, yes. The iconic Swatch collaborations, right, with artists turning those timepieces into miniature canvases.
Yes. It began in 1985 with the Art Special series.
Okay.
And they partnered with some of the biggest names in contemporary art. Keith Haring, Kiki Picasso, even a young Vivienne Westwood.
Wow. And these weren't just like your average celebrity endorsements. These were true collaborations with artists given full creative freedom.
Right.
And those limited edition watches, they became instant collector's items.
Oh, yeah. Some of those early art specials now sell for thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars.
No way. So you could have bought a piece of like art history for the price of, a Swatch.
Precisely. And that's another fascinating aspect of this whole story. you know, the way Swatch blurred the lines between art, fashion, and everyday objects.
Okay, so we've talked about plastic art, but what about the actual watchmaking? Did Swatch ever venture beyond those, like, simpler movements?
They absolutely did. They proved that they weren't just about fun designs. They could deliver on technical innovation as well. In 1990, they introduced the Swatch chronograph.
For those of us who don't speak watch, what exactly does that mean?
So a chronograph is essentially a watch with a built-in stopwatch function.
Okay.
It requires more complex movement, and it demonstrated that Swatch was capable of producing, like, technically sophisticated watches while still retaining their signature style and affordability.
So they could do serious watchmaking, but they weren't going to take themselves too seriously.
Exactly. And they didn't stop there. In 1993, they introduced the Irony Collection.
Which was a pretty big departure for them, wasn't it?
It was. The Irony Collection featured watches with metal cases. It was a clear response to, you know, the growing concern about the environmental impact of plastic.
So they were ahead of their time in terms of, like, sustainability as well.
Yeah.
It's impressive how Swatch has, like, consistently adapted and evolved over the years.
They also haven't been afraid to, you know, experiment with completely new technologies. Like, take the System 51, for example.
Okay.
It's a mechanical watch with a movement that's entirely assembled by robots.
Robots building watches. That sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It is. It's a testament to their commitment to innovation, constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in watchmaking.
Mm.
But it's not just about technology. It's about the way they've managed to maintain that core identity. Accessible, innovative, and always stylish.
It's a powerful combination. But as we know, the watch world didn't stand still. How did Swatch navigate the rise of, like, smartwatches and the ever-evolving tastes of consumers?
Okay, so we're in the era of smartwatches, right?
Right.
Fitness trackers, all this tech that can, like, do it all.
Yeah.
You'd think a brand built on, like, playful plastic watches might struggle, right, to stay relevant.
Yeah.
But not Swatch.
It's almost counterintuitive, isn't it?
Right.
Like, in this world of ever-increasing complexity, there's still a place for the simple joy of a Swatch, you know?
One of these articles called it analog nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, even with all the advancements, people crave things that, like, ground them in the physical world, you know?
And Swatch, they tap into that beautifully, you know, those tactile dials, the satisfying click of the strap, the way the light plays on the plastic.
Right.
It's a sensory experience that a touchscreen just can't replicate. It's like the difference between reading a physical book and scrolling on your phone.
Exactly.
Like, both valid, but a different, like, feel altogether.
Totally. And Swatch, they cleverly lean into that emotional connection.
Okay.
They've re-released some of their classic designs, right? Sparking that nostalgia factor.
Like vintage band tees, but for your wrist.
Exactly.
But it's not just about looking back, right?
Yeah.
They haven't been afraid to collaborate with contemporary artists and designers.
Right, keeping things fresh.
Yeah.
And let's not forget their partnership with Omega, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the Moon Swatch,
mm-hmm.
That was a masterclass in understanding their own legacy and the power of reinvention.
Okay, for anyone who missed that, the Omega Speedmaster.
Right.
That's the iconic watch, right? Worn on the moon.
Yeah.
Seriously legendary.
Seriously.
And they partnered with Swatch to create this, like, incredibly faithful yet playful and affordable, like, homage to this watchmaking icon.
I know. The lines to get one were insane. People were camping out overnight, reselling them for a fortune online. Like,
crazy.
It was a cultural moment.
It really was.
And that's something that Swatch has consistently achieved throughout their history.
Mm-hmm.
They've created these cultural moments, these must-have products, these feelings of excitement, anticipation.
So they didn't just revive a dying industry. They, like, changed the game completely. And their impact goes way beyond just their own brand, right?
Absolutely. The Swatch Group, their parent company, they now own a portfolio of luxury watch brands.
Wow.
Omega, Longines, Tissup. The list goes on and on.
It's huge.
It's one of the biggest players in the industry.
So that little plastic watch that could build an empire.
It's incredible. It's a testament to their innovative spirit. You know, their understanding of the market and their ability to adapt and evolve.
Mm.
They've proven that Swiss watchmaking is about more than just tradition.
Right.
It's about embracing the future.
And maybe, just maybe, reminding us that sometimes, like, the simplest things can bring the most joy. It's been so fascinating, like diving deep into the world of Swatch.
It really has.
Who knew a watch could tell such a compelling story?
I know, right? And it leaves us with a thought-provoking question for you to ponder.
Okay.
Beyond the colorful designs, the clever marketing, what do you think is the enduring appeal of Swatch? What is it about these watches that continues to resonate with people, like across generations and cultures?
It's something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for another Dup Dive.
Of course.
We'll catch you next time, ready to explore another fascinating corner of our world.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.